Every time we question God's judgment, not out of a quest for truth and for information, but out of a questioning of God's character, we put ourselves in the courtroom as judge. Paul asked this question in Romans chapter 3, verse 6. How could God judge the world? That question exposes the flaw in human reasoning. If God were unjust in judging sin, then he would not be God. But we often wrestle with this. We see judgment and we think that it's harsh. We see consequences and we think they're unfair. And why is that? Well, it's because we underestimate sin, we underestimate the holiness of God, and we overestimate ourselves. God's judgment is not excessive. It is exact. It is perfectly measured against his holiness. Abraham said it best way back in Genesis chapter 18, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is right?" And the answer is yes, every time. God is not on trial, we are. And the only way to stand justified before God is not by arguing our case, but by trusting in Christ who took our judgment on himself. So until you see God as perfectly just, you'll never see grace as truly amazing. Pray this prayer with me today. Righteous judge, humble my heart to trust your justice and to cling to Christ as my only hope. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Uber Aliaga, our associational missions promoter, and also the Kapare Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.